I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter.
Papaya, papaya.
And make believe it came from you.
Papaya, papaya.
I'm gonna write words so, so sweet. They're gonna knock me off of my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got them. I'm gonna smile and say, I hope you're feeling better.
Papaya, papaya.
I'll close with love the way you do.
Papaya, papaya.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. And I'm gonna make believe it came from you. I'm gonna write words oh so sweet. They're gonna knock me off of my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got them. Oh yeah! I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. And I'm gonna make believe it came from you. Oh yeah, gonna make believe it came from you.
Fats Waller had the first recording of I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter back in 1935. Billy Williams brought it back to the radio and to the top of the charts in 1957. I'm Mike Duke. Welcome to the second hour of the Music Box, which comes from my house to your radio each week on FM 102.5, The Concert Hall. Singer and songwriter Marty Robbins was born in Glendale, Arizona on September 26, 1925. He gave us lots of good story songs, like The Cowboy in the Continental Suit.
Well, he walks out in the arena, all dressed up to the brim. Said he just came down from a place called Highland Rim. Well, he said he came to ride the horse, the one they call the Brute. But he didn't look like a cowboy in his continental suit. We snickered at the way he dressed, but he never said a word. He walks on by the rest of us as if he hadn't heard. $1,000 went to the man that could ride this wild cayuse. I mean, a horse was never born than the one they called a Brute. The horse that he was looking for was in chute number 8. Walked up very slowly, put his hand upon the gate. We knew he was a thoroughbred when he pulled a sack of dukes from the inside pocket of his continental suit. Well, he rolled himself a quirly and he lit it standing there. Blew himself a smoke ring and he watched it disappear. We thought he must be crazy when he opened up the gate. Standing just inside was 1,500 pounds of hate. The buckskin tried to run him down, but the stranger was too quick. He stepped aside and threw his arms around the horse's neck. And he pulled himself upon the back of the horse they called a Brute. Set like he was born there in his continental suit. The Brute's hind end was in the air, his front end on the ground. Kicking and a squealing, trying to shake the stranger down. But the stranger didn't give an inch. He came to ride the Brute. And he came to ride the buckskin in a continental suit. Well, I turned around to look at Jim, and he was watching me. He said, I don't believe the crazy things I think I see. But I think I see the outlaw, the one they call the Brute. Ridden by a cowboy in a continental suit. The Brute came to a standstill, ashamed that he'd been rode by a city cowboy in some continental clothes. This stranger took his money, and we don't know where he went. We don't know where he came from, and we haven't seen him since. The moral of the story, never judge by what they wear. Underneath some ragged clothes could be a millionaire. Everybody listen, don't be fooled by this galoot. This sure enough bronc buster in a continental suit.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love, dear. Why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues.
Guy Mitchell recorded Singing the Blues shortly after Marty Robbins recorded it in 1956. The song reached number one on the pop charts for him in late 1956, while it was number one for Marty Robbins on the country charts. Before that, we heard Marty Robbins with The Cowboy in the Continental Suit from 1964. The music box reaches back a little bit further to 1938 for Louis Armstrong and the Mills Brothers.
Boys, how about a little Flatfoot Flugee?
I'm with the Floyd, Floyd.
Yes, Floyd, Floyd.
I'm with the Floyd, Floyd.
Oh, well, a one, a two.
A Flatfoot Flugee with the Floyd, Floyd. A Flatfoot Flugee with the Floyd, Floyd. A Flatfoot Flugee with the Floyd, Floyd. Floyd, 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 Floyd. A Flatfoot Flugee with the Floyd, Floyd. Flatfoot Flugee with the Floyd, Floyd. A Flatfoot Flugee with the Floyd, Floyd. Floyd, 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 Floyd. If you're feeling low down and don't know what to do, and you want a showdown, here's the only dance for you. The Flatfoot Flugee with the Floyd, Floyd. The Flatfoot Flugee with the Floyd, Floyd. The Flatfoot Flugee with the Floyd, Floyd. Floyd, 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 Floyd.
Bang, 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 bang,
bang it.
Bang, 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 bang,
yada.
Bang, 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 bang,
yada.
Badoo, badoo, down, down. Flatfoot Flugee,
yada.
Lose that flusing,
yada.
Bigfoot Flugee,
yada.
Badoo, badoo, down, down.
Bum, 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 yada. Bum, 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 yada. Bum, 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 yada. La da 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 da. Mm-hmm.
flatfoot Fluji with Floyd, Floyd. Flatfoot Fluji with Floyd, George. Flatfoot Fluji with Floyd, 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 Floyd. Flatfoot Fluji with Floyd, Floyd. Flatfoot Fluji with Floyd, George. Flatfoot Fluji with Floyd, 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 Floyd.
If you're feeling low down, go to the doctor, do it in the bottle bar. And you want to show down, go to the doctor, do it in the bottle bar.
Oh, the flatfoot
flew you
with
Floyd,
Floyd. Flatfoot
flew
you with Floyd, John. Flatfoot flew you with Floyd, 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 Floyd,
Floyd,
flatfoot,
slewfoot,
Floyd,
sugarfoot,
flatfoot.
Cushfoot,
Fluji,
Wingfoot, Bigfoot, and Satchelfoot.
I was born on a farm out in Iowa, a flaming youth who was bound that he'd fly away. I packed my grip and I grabbed my saxophone. Can't read notes, but I play anything by ear. I made up tunes on the sounds that I used to hear. I'd start to play, folks used to say, sounds a little goofus to me. Rustic harmony, hold the note and change the key. That's called goofus. Not according to the rules that you learn at music schools, but the folks just dance like fools. They love goofus. Job, but I just couldn't keep it long. The leader said I played all the music wrong, so I stepped out with an outfit of my own. Got together a new kind of orchestra, and we all played just the same goofus harmony. And I must admit, we made a hit. Goofus has been lucky for me. Admit, we made a hit. Goofus has been lucky for me.
Phil Harris made a smile with Goofus in 1950. Before that, we heard the Flatfoot Fluji by Louis Armstrong and the Mills Brothers. Country singer Lynn Anderson was born on September 26, 1947, in Grand Forks, North Dakota. She took this Billy Joe Royal composition to the top of both the country and pop charts in 1971.
I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden. Along with the sunshine, there's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take, you gotta give. So live and let live, or let go. I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden. I could promise you things like big diamond rings, but you don't find roses growing on stalks of clover. So you better think it over. When it's sweet talking, you could make it come true. I would give you the world right now on a silver platter. But what would it matter? So smile for a while and let's be jolly. Love shouldn't be so melancholy. Come along and share the good times while we can. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could sing you a tune and promise you the moon, but if that's what it takes to hold you, I'd just as soon let you go. But there's one thing I want you to know. You better look before you leap. Still waters run deep, and there won't always be someone there to pull you out. And you know what I'm talking about. So smile for a while and let's be jolly. Love shouldn't be so melancholy. Come along and share the good times while we can. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine.
You asked me to give up the hand of a girl I love. You tell me I'm not the man she's worthy of. But who are you to tell her who to love? That's up to her. Yes, and the Lord above. You better move on. Well, I know you can buy her fancy clothes and diamond rings, but I believe she's happy with me without those things. Still, you beg me to set her free, but my friend, that will never be. You better move on. I can't blame you for loving her, but can't you understand, man, she's my girl. Love I've ever had. Maybe I would, oh, but I love her so. I'm never gonna let her go. You better move on. You better move on. You better move on.
Arthur Alexander recorded You Better Move On at Fame Studios shortly before the studio moved from Florence, Alabama to its more famous location in nearby Muscle Shoals. The song became a hit for him in 1962. We also heard Rose Garden by Lynn Anderson. As I said, there are a lot of birthdays this week, one of which is comedian Jerry Clower, who was born on September 28, 1926, in Emmett County. In 1986, he brought along some of his most famous characters when he joined fellow comedian Cousin Minnie Pearl and Ray Stevens for this song that will make you laugh out loud.
Southern air, Southern air. If you're flying down Dixie, you won't find a cheaper fare. Southern air, Southern air. Yeah, we'll treat you like kin folks, but you better have time to spare.
Yeah, there I was. I just stepped on board flight 784-9210-0976-5432. 827657. Flying nonstop from Hayhira, Georgia to Yazoo City, Mississippi. Done bought one of them triple ultra super saver center seat tickets. Sat down there between the Duck and the Leadbetter. Fella tried to talk to me, couldn't understand a word he's saying. He sounded like a log truck. Duck didn't say nothing. All of a sudden I hear this voice coming in over the intercom.
This is Captain Jerry Clower. I want to welcome all y'all to Southern Air. We'll be ready for takeoff shortly, just as soon as they clear the runway.
There was a gun rack in the cockpit, the beat all I've ever seen. They had complimentary copies of Mechanics magazine. He peeled rubber on the runway, looking out my window screen. I saw an Eat More Possum bumper sticker stuck out on the wings. Southern air, Southern air. Flying high over Dixie, going where no other's there. Southern air, we're Southern air. Yeah, we'll take you to your kinfolks, but you better have time to spare.
Yeah, there I was. Must have been 500 feet over them pine trees. Duck had done fainted on takeoff. Had his little head laying on my arm there, his little tongue just all hanging out. We flew past Stone Mountain, crossed that Alabama state line. Got so close to Enterprise, you could almost see that boll weevil monster. Then I heard this sharp ringing in my ear.
Howdy! Miss Pearl, and I'll be your stewardess for the duration of this flight. As you can see, Captain Clower has turned off the no-chewing sign. Now, y'all feel free to kick your shoes off, get up, roam around, get to know your neighbors. Right now, I just want to get to know this good-looking, handsome young hunk of man right here.
She served knee highs, moon pies, and bones of butterbeans. Gone with the Wind was skipping on that movie screen. While Marcel, Claudel, Ray, Nell, Udell, Clovis, and Eugene were all taking turns at the turn, turning out peach ice cream.
Peach ice cream, peach ice cream, peach ice cream.
Southern air, we're Southern air. Flying high over Dixie, country comforts in the air. Southern air, Southern air. If you're dying to see your kin folks, well, you better have time to spare.
Yeah, there I was. That Miss Pearl has given me more attention. She did that first-class passenger. Kept showing me all the new safety tips and playing with my seat belt. Got me so nervous I dropped my last piece of pecan pie right on that duck's head. That little feller come to and jumped up a-quacking and squalling, didn't know where he was. Started running up and down the aisle, tripped over the ice cream freezer, stepped in Marcel's sweet potatoes and flew out the screen door and was gone. Nothing but feathers. Then I heard that voice again coming in over the intercom.
I can see Yazoo Sioux City from yes. Now don't y'all fret about that landing none. I got up early this morning and put on a brand new set of them Bigfoot mud gripper tops.
Rain or shine, we stayed behind, Lord, it was quite a show. How that duck beat us to Yazoo, well, I guess I'll never know. And that pretty girl they called Miss Pearl just wouldn't let me go. While that captain kept on talking on his two-way radio. Southern air, Southern air.
Ooh, Uncle Percy, can you get them cows off the runway?
Southern air.
Looking fit, you. Did anybody ever tell you you'd be real cute if you just get a haircut?
Now cut that out.
Ray Stevens, along with Cousin Minnie Pearl and Jerry Clower. That was Southern Air. a single from 1986. I'm Mike Duke. The Music Box will return from my house to your radio with more music and birthdays after this concert hall intermission.